The following is a class given by His Holiness Srinayananda Das Goswami on April 12, 2008 in Athens, Ohio.
So, continuing, this morning we read Krishna's statement about three kinds of karta, doers, actors, not in the sense of theatrical actors, but people who act, perform actions in this world, workers, as Prabhupada calls it. And then Krishna says, in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, text 29, Bhutya Veda, Dhritesh Chaiva, Gunatas Trivitanshayu. Listen to the listen to the differences of intelligence and determination, and also which are threefold from the modes, from the gunas, gunatas, from the gunas, trivitanshayu, threefold. Listen to the threefold difference of intelligence and indeed determination, threefold by from the modes. Prochamana Vishishena, as is being explained thoroughly, Pritatvena, according to their differences, Tanjaya. Prabhupada is now, after explaining knowledge, the object of knowledge and the knower in three different divisions according to the material modes of nature, the Lord explains intelligence and determination, the intelligence and determination of the worker in the same way. Because Krishna describes the karta, the doer, the worker, the actor in this world, according to the three modes, but of course what drives people to act differently is their determination, their understanding of things. So Krishna is going to describe those. He's really giving a very complete picture of human life, not just of life here. And then he says, Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karya karye bhayavaye bandham moksham cha yavriti mudiksa parta sapiki. That intelligence, or that discernment, that understanding, which knows pravritti and nivritti. Which knows all these things, pravritti and nivritti, karya, akarya, which is karya means what is to be done, akarya what is not to be done, payavahe, what is danger, what is not danger. Bandha, moksha, cha, bondage and liberation. So the buddhi which knows this, which understands this part of that buddhi, that discernment, that intelligence, that understanding, is sattviki, in goodness. Now, I didn't translate the pravritti nivritti because in a sense it's synonymous with karya akarya. What is to be done and not to be done. Probably actually doesn't translate pravritti nivritti. He leaves it out, but in the synonyms, he says deserving and not deserving, a sense of deserving to be done, not to be done. Really, so I'll say something about these words to try to show how they're different from karya, karya. I mean, normally pravritti, like pravritti marga, is the path of proceeding. In a sense of, for example, pravritti marga would be household life, where you engage, you go forward into the material world, but you engage the world according to karma yoga principles, or bhakti yoga principles, and nivritti means you withdraw from the world in the sense that, let's say, one renounces, one lives as a celibate. So, single, it's the Vedic singles club. So, the verb vrit means to turn or to function, to exist in a certain way. It's interesting because it means to turn, but because it's understood in Vedic culture and in ancient cultures that the world moves through cycles of seasons, planetary motions, and so on. So to churn also means to function, which we have in English, like how to churn out. Things are turning out well, turning out poorly, whatever. So to turn means to occur, also means to occur. So we have a saying, and of course, pravartate means it goes forward, and nivartate goes back. We have the same verb in English, actually, from Sanskrit. Vartate, we have, it's just English pronounced vert instead of vart, the same word, as an invert, revert, pervert, subvert, controvert, introvert, revert, it's the same verb. Invert, turning word, extrovert, turn out word, and so on. So pravritti, pra is like fourth, and in me is sort of like back or down with it. So pravritti would mean something like when, like what is, I mean, karya, karya means in regard to an action, like what should be done, what should be done. Pravritti and nivritti, which are synonymous, I think here have more the sense of a lifestyle as opposed to a particular action. Like, in a particular situation, like, should this be done or not? Should I donate my organs? Should I take up this type, should I work in this job, even though people in my office wear leather belts or something? These questions about So karya, karya can just refer to what is to be done, what is not to be done. But pravritti, nivritti, but more something like lifestyle. So what path of life should I take? So discernment, like what's my path in life? And what's not my path? Where should I? And then karya, karya, and what specific actions are to be done or not to be done? Bhaya, fear. Prabhupada says bhaya, fearful, of a fearlessness. And so in Sanskrit, the word bhaya means fear. It also means something like danger. Like what is danger, what is not danger. Bhedavya, what is to be feared, not to be feared. So here it means like what is fearful, or what is in the sense of danger. You know, what is danger, what is not danger. Liberation, bondage. So that doesn't tell us into the mode of goodness. And then yā dharmaṁ na dharmaṁ ca kāryaṁ ca kāryaṁ eva ca ayatāva prajānānti udhīsā pārta rājasī. And that intelligence which understands ayatāva inaccurately, or the actually literally it means this verse, that intelligence by which one understands inaccurately dharma, adharma, karya, akarya, that intelligence is rajasi, passion. Now interestingly, assuming that Krishna is preserving some symmetry here between these two verses, so then, because he mentions karya and akarya again, then dharma would be a synonym of pravritti, and adharma would be a synonym of nivritti. This is not a detailed, specific dharma, but perhaps a sense of your, like, varna dharma, or your general dharma in life, as opposed to some detailed dharma. And then ignorance, as always, a big loser here. Adharmam dharmaniti ja manyate tamasavrata sarvarta vipalita mancha buddhiksa parthatamasi. And that intelligence, which considers adharma to be dharma, or dharma to be adharma, because that intelligence is covered by darkness, and which considers every matter, every issue backwards, gets everything wrong. It does in every sarvartha, in every matter, in every issue, it gets it deeper in nuts, backwards. That intelligence is ignorance. So, Just like some people consider that, oh, following the four regular principles, oh my God, that will ruin your life. Is that? And drinking and smoking and eating meat and lots of sex, that's what life's all about. There is no life without them, isn't it? So they're going backwards. They consider Dharma to be a Dharma. They think it's somehow like, yeah, it's perverse, it's unnatural to follow principles like this. And to do the opposite is really what our duty is. So any questions on these points?
What are the first two steps in the Ashtanga Yoga system?
Yama Niyama.
Is that similar to Papati Nivriti?
Well, the Yama, they are I forgot the list, but sort of moral principles, something like our four regular principles. Mm-hmm. And Niyama, you know, duties, like you have to be able, also moral duties, be honest, keep clean, so. So those are sort of general moral principles, or general principles of good conduct and self-restraint. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly, Prakriti and Nivriti are often used in the sense of, like, what path of life are you going to, to what extent are you going to engage material things, like your own body in terms of marriage, and to what extent are you going to simply restrain from certain things?
You said it means deserve?
Well, Prabhupada translates it deserve. Deserving, in other words, deserving to be done or followed. But probably there is something like engagement or withdrawal. Or disengagement, per se. Mm-hmm. In other words, if someone takes something else, or for whatever, any person just doesn't marry them, then they disengage from that type of physical intimacy, the opposite sex. Whereas other people engage it, but in Christian service, as a strategy for dealing with it. So it's more like that. Mm-hmm. At least it's all about using that way. So, that's the end of tonight's class. Oh, love you, Jack.